Eurozone finance ministers are set to agree Tuesday the details of bolstering their bailout fund to help prevent contagion in bond markets. Leaders are hoping to expand the European Financial Stability Facility to about 1 trillion euro. The EU is under pressure from the United States and rating agencies to stem a two-year-old debt crisis. Finance ministers from 17 Eurozone members are also likely to approve the next tranche of emergency loans for both Greece and Ireland. Lydia O'Kane spoke to economic adviser Vanessa Rossi, who says it's important a larger bailout fund is there if needed.
Well, I think in the current circumstances where we're still very uncertain where, if any money is needed, is it going to come from, it's quite important to be able to make clear to financial markets that that money will be available if needed. Now, the EFSF was hoping to be able to do this in a punchier way over the last few weeks, but clearly it's struggling to be able to raise the level of its funding quickly enough to satisfy those worries in financial markets. And so now there's a new effort underway to partly get the IMF more fully on board. Not that they necessarily will draw on this money, but the money will be there if necessary.
This group of ministers, the 17 countries that are meeting, they do seem under pressure from both the US and these rating agencies.
Well, it's quite understandable. In circumstances where we know pretty well that the Eurozone economies are slipping into recession, partly because the world economy is softer and the Eurozone relies so heavily on external trade to drive its economies upwards. So inevitably, it's going to be a poor year, a poor start to 2012. In those circumstances, efforts to contain budget deficits, to look convincing about budget deficits, is going to be very difficult indeed. And a number of countries could actually overshoot on those targets that they've set themselves. So in these circumstances, it's even more important that the Eurozone can fully show that it has the funding available to cope with all of this through 2012.
Obviously, again, looking at the situation with regard to countries like Greece, Spain, all these countries again need an extra tranche of money. Do you feel that that's going to be forthcoming? Can they keep it up?
I think the extra money that's needed for the smaller periphery debtors, whether that's Greece with its bigger bailouts that it already has, the haircuts already there, whether it's maybe a bit more help for Portugal, Ireland so far quiet. But these are relatively small funding amounts that the EFSF could certainly cope with beyond what's already been committed. The difficulties really are posed by the problems of access to the market for Italy and Spain. If Italy and Spain have to go through 2012 paying much higher interest rates on their debt, 6, 7, 8%, then this is going to create an even bigger snowball problem for the cost of the debt going forward into 2013 and onwards. And so it's very important this coming year to be able to get the cost of that debt at a reasonable price. And that's largely why there is potential for either IMF or EFSF to step in and help with that funding to help with the lower cost. This is not a bailout in terms of the countries being bankrupt. It's assistance with the credit funding during a short period of time.
We're seeing and hearing a lot in the headlines, in the news, about the headlines saying, you know, it's a race to save the euro. Is that being a bit extreme, or is there something in it?
Well, I think certainly that's extremist, certainly at the moment. There's absolutely a problem for some countries to be able to meet commitments, and I think everyone there knows there's a spotlight on Greece. But Greece isn't the make or break for the euro. The euro is going to stick together from the core. We've seen not only Germany, France, but Italy standing side by side at meetings recently, clearly reinforcing the view that they're all in this together and that they're going to make absolutely determined efforts to stay together to keep the euro. And I think Spain's committed behind that, and so are many of the other countries. The smaller countries don't necessarily have the problems that these countries have for large-scale funding, and that's why they're not all included on the platform. But I'm quite sure that all of these are solidly behind keeping the euro. It's an enormously important currency from the point of view of the practicalities of a whole continent.
Are we in a worse position than we were this time last year?
Unfortunately, Definitely, yes. And I think the problem is partly because of the world economy. 2010 was a very good year. There were good economic results for a number of countries, Germany very much so, but even Italy and France had a reasonably good year. There was a greater sense of positive direction there. And they could have perhaps come through 2011 if we'd had a similar performance with rather better fiscal performance, and that would have consolidated a positive view. Unfortunately, 2011 has not been the best year, and we're heading now towards a beginning of 2012 that looks slightly worse again. And so I'm afraid in those circumstances, and really externally driven, the Eurozone's hopes to coast through this problem have been destroyed, and they now have to confront it head on.